Born just south of Knoxville to a family both humble and poor. Never asked for anything at the early age of 10, delivered newspapers door to door. Then when he was in his teens, he dreamed and schemed for finer things, and he finally figured out what he would do. To be a big-time businessman, he went and hired old Hogan Stan and started hauling Chattanooga booze. Soon his pockets filled with money and his fingers sported flashy diamond rings. He had all he'd ever wanted when they labeled him the Bootlegger King. He always trusted Stan and hoped to do exactly as we're told. They were hired to drive and not to think. A smooth-talking businessman, and he convinced old Hogan Stan that booze was made for selling, not to drink. That old Spring City ferry never knew what all it carried, but they knew when she unloaded by the banks. Two rusty rigs roared out of there, rigging, scraping, jamming gears, disguised to look like gasoline tanks. He knew the ways to operate, running Highway 58, right on into Kingston, Tennessee. To make the sheriff turn his back, he paid that old green folding jack and swapped the load at Junction Dixie Lee. That bootlegger king's fingers flashed with diamond rings, and the lawmen never knew quite where to wait. But they knew it for the truth, for a load of 100 proof, he would flash his old pearl handle 38. Then one day he met a girl, the sweetest thing in all the world. He knew the time had come to change his life, but it kinda hurt to go to church to find the ones that got there first was the same crooks he dealt with just last night. The only thing that they believed is honor among the thieves, and he found a lot of partners on the scene. The choir's mouths were open wide, and that old deacon's bloodshot eyes was focused on that bootlegger king. He sat there on the mourner's bench, that newborn baby made him think. He knew he had a lot he must confess. He knew enough to write a book with every name of every crook, so he exposed a whole rotten mess. And now he's got his conscience clear, he still don't know the name of fear, though true friends are few and far between. He ain't proud of what he had to do, he's heard the words that said the true, they're out to get that bootlegger king. That bootlegger king's fingers flashed with diamond rings, and the lawmen never knew quite where to wait. But they knew it for the truth, for a load of 100 proof, he would flash his old pearl handle 38. And that's the Bible.